Good morning. I'd like to call the House Special Committee on Fisheries to order today, February 2nd. Let the record reflect that it is 10 a.m. Today we have present Representative Carpenter and myself. Representative Stutz, who is also a committee member but is going to be presenting her bill. I'd like to remind committee members and those in the audience to silence and turn off your cell phones. The staff assisting us today is Justin Hayes in House Records and Zachary with the LIO. Thank you very much. And we have one item on today's agenda. The committee will take up HB 19, Registration of Boats, exemption by Representative Stutz in its first hearing. We will hear this bill and set it aside. So I'd like to invite Representative Stutz and our staff, Matt Gruning, up for the presentation. Welcome. Please place your names on the record and begin your presentation.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and members, plural now, of the committee.
Let the record reflect that we are now joined by Representative McCabe at 10:01 a.m.
Thank you again, Madam Chair. And for the record, my name is Representative Louise Stutz, House District Number 5, and I represent Kodiak, Cordova, and Seward, and several small villages on the coastline as well. And House Bill 19 seeks to remove a burdensome and duplicative state registration requirement with the Division of Motor Vehicles for the Alaska Commercial Fishing Fleet. House Bill 92, the Derelict Vessel Bill, which was passed in 2018, had some unintended consequences specific to this bill. Senate Bill 92 added a duplicative state registration requirement on commercial fishermen, overwhelmed DMV offices, and left people wondering why these vessels should have to register with two different state agencies only to provide the same information. So this bill seeks to remove that duplication. And with that overview, I will pass it over to my trusty Chief of Staff for another few hours, Matt Gruning.
Before you do that, I'd like to let the record reflect that we are joined by Representative McCormick.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. For the record, Matt Gruning, staff to Representative Louise Stutz. With your permission, before I get started with the bill introduction, I'd just like to briefly explain what vessel documentation is in the terms of U.S. Coast Guard. Documentation is a national form of vessel registration through the U.S. Coast Guard. It's one of the oldest functions of the federal government, and it dates back to the 11th Act of the First Congress in 1789. There's an informative brochure, members' packets, and on basis explaining what Coast Guard documentation is and kind of who it applies to and for what uses. In the context of this presentation, the terms documented and undocumented is just made in reference to having or not having that U.S. Coast Guard registration. With that said, thank you for the opportunity to present today before U.S. House Bill 19, an act relating to the registration of commercial vessels and providing for an effective date. This legislation would exempt active commercial fishing vessels from duplicative registration requirements created by the passage of Senate Bill 19, which the representative pointed out Senate Bill 92, which passed in 2018. Specifically, it would remove the requirement for documented vessels with a current Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission license to register every 3 years with the DMV. Prior to the passage of Senate Bill 92 in 2018, U.S. Coast Guard documented vessels were exempt from DMV registration. However, that exemption was repealed in the bill, and as a result, the larger vessels fell under DMV's purview. The rationale behind Senate Bill 92 was to provide state and local municipalities with a local database on who owned and operated vessels in Alaska waters, how to contact those individuals in the event of a vessel becoming derelict. Overlooked, however, was the CFEC, and that's the acronym for the Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission, CFEC's database. And for the sake of brevity, I'll refer to it from the CFEC from now on. Vessel licensure with the CFEC already requires annual renewal. They provide the necessary ownership information in a publicly accessible database. It's on the internet. Any member of the public can get online, look up an active commercial fishing vessel, get the name and address of that person. In fact, there's a document in your packets and online that shows an illustration of what that website looks like if you were to look somebody up. Further, the bill institutes an annual $8 fee for documented CFEC vessels upon renewal in lieu of the three-year $24 fee at the Division of Motor Vehicles. And this is to keep the bill cost neutral, and the fiscal notes you see before you reflect interagency transfers, and by year three of this fee, it will be cost neutral. It takes it 2 years to catch up after the first year of $8 registration. This ensures that although CFEC vessels are exempt from an unnecessary trip to the DMV, they're still paying their way towards boating safety programs through DNR. There's the Kids Don't Float program. There is some boating safeties through the Alaska, forgetting the name of it right now, I'll come up with it in a minute, but there's some boating safety programs through DCCED as well. About 300,000 goes in annually to the Kids Don't Float program, and that's federal match to keep that program going. And the rest of it goes into the Derelict Vessel Fund after they've paid for the licensing fees for the program. So this basically, it keeps the bill cost neutral after 3 years. It's the sponsor's intent that active commercial fishing vessels should not be required to register every 3 years with the DMV, only to provide information that the state already has through the vessel's annual licensure renewal. Madam Chair, members of the committee, that's what the bill is and what it seeks to address. I'd be happy to entertain questions, or if you'd like me to go through the sectional or address what the CFEC licensing process is, at your pleasure, Madam Chair.
Well, if you could take a moment, you did briefly discuss it, but there's already been questions from members of the public regarding the $8 fee. Can you just slow down a little bit and talk about what they're paying now?
Yeah.
And what it will look like in the future, that it's not an additional fee. If you could just walk that through, because there have been questions, and I want to make sure that concern of the public is addressed.
Absolutely. Through the chair, right now they're paying a $24 three-year registration fee through the DMV. This would institute $8 per year, so it would equal the $24, and you would go to the CFEC, and when you renewed your license, you would show them your documentation, and then they would charge you that fee. And if you had previously paid, let's say you went in the year before or the year prior and had paid the $24 three-year registration fee, that $8, there's a section in the bottom of the bill that I'll go through later that has the CFEC waive that fee for subsequent years when you come in. So it is not an additional fee. It's in lieu of the $24 fee. And if you are in a situation where you went in and registered with the DMV years previously, the CFEC will waive that in steps until you've been made whole, basically.
Wonderful. Can you address – I'd like you to go ahead and address that section of the bill right now since we're on that.
Sure. So it is Section 3 of the bill. It's on page 2, line 26, and it's transition language. It says, the Alaska Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission shall waive commercial fishing vessel registration fee imposed under Section 2 of this Act for the calendar year 2024 for a commercial fishing vessel which the registration fees were paid in year 2022. And then that reference there to AS05, that's the licensing statute with DMV. And then subsequently on the next page, they're going to waive the $8 fee for calendar years 2024 and 2025 for vessels that paid the fee in 2023. And this helps bring things on an even kilter for the vessels that have already paid through the DMV.
Wonderful. Thank you for the presentation. Do we have any questions from committee members? Wow, you did an amazing job. No questions. Is there anything further for the public at this time that you feel would be helpful?
I was going to do a wrap-up, Madam Chair, but I think since there's no questions, it's basically a repeat of what I already said. So unless there's anything else, I think we're good, Representative.
I think we're good. We just want to say thank you for having this bill heard in such an expedient way, Madam Chair.
Yes, thank you. This has been something that was identified by the fleet almost immediately after the passage of the Senate bill back in 2018, one that we have recognized and heard and want to make this a priority. If I am all about cutting out extra red tape and fees and the time that it takes for our fleet to have to deal with this and our CFEC for the extra paperwork. So this concludes our business for today. The House Special Committee on Fisheries will meet next Thursday.
May I ask one thing? I'm sorry for interrupting.
No, please do.
I just do want to say thank you to the Department of Public Safety because they have become aware of this duplicative fee and have worked with us. So if any commercial fishermen had been cited, the Department of Public Safety worked to remove the fees that would have been included with that citation.
Yes, thank you for mentioning that because as we recognized and put on the record in the past, this was an oversight of that bill. It was they were trying to fulfill the law, but the intent of the law definitely mattered in this instance, and that's why this fix is necessary. Before I continue, any questions come up? All right.
Madam Chair.
Brief at ease. Back on the record, we were briefly discussing the intent of moving this bill. This is the first hearing, and I will bring it back before us. But we had more facts that are relevant to the bill, if you would continue, Matt.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. The program I was not able to recollect earlier where the rest of the receipts go, aside from paying for the licensing, is the Alaska Marine Safety Education Association. They do marine training and safety exercises, and there's about $147,000 annually that goes towards that, and that's along with the money towards the Kids Don't Float program and paying for the licensing with DOA.
Thank you. Any further questions? Wonderful. I'm going to, as stated before, we're going to set this bill aside, bring it up again in the near future. The next House Special Committee on Fisheries will meet next Thursday, the 9th, to get an overview of the fisheries from Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute. Seeing there is no other business before the committee, we will adjourn. Let the record reflect it is 10:13 a.m.